Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Importance of Security in Software Development. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Security Principles in the Security Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the consequences of security breaches, the integration of security in the development process, and best practices for secure software development. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the critical role of security in software development and understand its impact on business integrity. Main content consequences of security breaches. Security breaches can have severe repercussions for any organization, especially in the finance and fintech industries. When sensitive data is compromised, it can lead to significant financial losses, legal ramifications, and damage to a company's reputation. For example, a data breach at a financial institution could expose customer account information, leading to identity theft and fraudulent transactions. Furthermore, customers may lose trust in the organization, resulting in decreased business and a tarnished brand image. In addition to direct financial losses, companies can incur costs related to incident response, legal fees, and regulatory fines. The aftermath of a breach often involves extensive efforts to rectify vulnerabilities and restore public confidence. For instance, the infamous Target data breach in 2013 resulted in a loss of over $162 million in costs related to the breach, not to mention the long-term damage to the brand's reputation. Additionally, the Equifax data breach in 2017, which exposed the personal information of approximately 147 million people, highlighted how breaches can lead to significant regulatory scrutiny and long-lasting impacts on customer relationships. Therefore, understanding the potential consequences of security breaches is vital for any organization looking to protect its assets and maintain customer trust. Integration of security in the development process. Integrating security into the software development process is essential for minimizing risks associated with security vulnerabilities. This approach, often referred to as security by design, involves embedding security measures from the very beginning of the development lifecycle rather than treating security as an afterthought. By incorporating security practices early on, organizations can identify and mitigate potential vulnerabilities before the software is deployed. Key steps in integrating security into the development process include conducting threat assessments, implementing secure coding practices, and regularly testing software for vulnerabilities. For example, using threat modeling can help developers identify potential security risks associated with a new feature before it's implemented, allowing them to address these concerns proactively. Similarly, employing static and dynamic code analysis tools can help identify security flaws during the development phase, leading to safer software products. Additionally, fostering a culture of security awareness among developers is crucial. This can be achieved through ongoing training and education on secure coding practices and emerging threats. When developers understand the importance of security, they are more likely to prioritize it in their work, leading to better overall software security. Furthermore, incorporating security into performance reviews and team objectives can reinforce the message that security is a shared responsibility within the development team. Best practices for secure software development. To ensure the security of software applications, developers should adhere to established best practices. Some of these best practices include regular security training, providing developers with continuous education on the latest security threats and secure coding techniques helps build a knowledgeable workforce that can effectively combat security challenges. Utilizing security frameworks and libraries, leveraging established security frameworks can simplify the implementation of security measures while reducing the risk of introducing vulnerabilities. For instance, using libraries like OWASP Security Knowledge Framework can guide developers in building secure applications. Implementing access controls, applying the principle of least privilege ensures that users only have access to the information necessary for their roles. This minimizes the risk of unauthorized access to sensitive data. Conducting code reviews and testing, regular peer code reviews and security testing, both manual and automated, are essential for identifying and mitigating vulnerabilities before software is released. Engaging in practices such as penetration testing can also help simulate real-world attacks, providing valuable insights into security weaknesses. Keeping software updated, regularly updating software components, including third-party libraries and dependencies, is crucial for patching known vulnerabilities and maintaining security. Utilizing tools to automate dependency management can help ensure that components are always up to date. Encouraging secure design principles, developers should be familiar with secure design principles such as input validation, error handling, and secure session management. For example, validating all input data before processing can prevent common vulnerabilities like SQL injection and cross-site scripting, XSS. By following these best practices, organizations can significantly enhance their software security posture, reducing the likelihood of security breaches and their associated consequences. Conclusion and summary: understanding the importance of security in software development is crucial for protecting business integrity. By recognizing the consequences of security breaches, integrating security throughout the development process, and adhering to best practices, developers can create secure software solutions that build trust with customers and stakeholders. As you progress in this course, keep these principles in mind, as they will serve as the foundation for your journey into security engineering. Reflection questions: what are some potential financial and reputational consequences of a security breach in your organization? How can you incorporate security measures into your current development process? What best practices for secure software development do you find most relevant to your role?